So one of the issues we deal with at the moment is how do we actually help organisms to deal with climate change? Now, there are many situations where organisms are going to be quite threatened by climate change, and if they're stuck in a reserve situation, you know, such as a national park, a small national park, and of course many of our threatened species are, then they have to be able to deal with climate change, and the problem is that the area where they are existing currently may no longer be suitable once climate change actually occurs. So you might have a situation, for instance, where a species has a particular threshold temperature it can tolerate, and under climate change, that threshold might be exceeded. Once that threshold exceeded, then the organism will actually die. So we have the situation where you've got a small reserve, the organism basically can't move anywhere, and yet it has to deal with climate change. And the climate change means that it can't really survive in that particular area, at least the way it's currently constituted. So the question is, what do you actually do about those situations? And people have suggested that one option is to actually move the organism to a safe area. So that's called translocation. So you actually identify an area where the organism could be moved into, and then you actually pick it up and physically move it there. Now that is a very difficult process because, of course, you have to ensure that you have a vacant area for the organism to actually move into. So a lot of people think that's not a particularly good option because they feel that the success rate of that is going to be quite low. Now there are some cases around the world where introductions of that nature have worked, but there are many cases where those sorts of translocations have actually failed. They're also incredibly expensive to do. So one of the things that we've been thinking about, as well as others, is the issue of genetic translocation. So when you've got, say, an organism that exists in two types of climates, so let's say it's a dry climate or a wet climate, or a slightly wetter climate, I mean, it doesn't have to be wet and dry, it doesn't have to be as discrete as that, but let's say a slightly wetter climate, then you'll usually find a situation where there's local adaptation that's occurred in that species. So the one in the drier climate will be adapted to drier conditions, the one in the wetter climate will be adapted to wetter conditions. And the extent of adaptation can actually be pretty dramatic. So, for instance, if you think about certain tree species like, you know, river red gum, I mean, they can be very, very adapted to the local conditions. So, for instance, the ones that occur in the drier climates can survive there quite nicely. If you transplanted the ones from a wetter area into that drier climate, then they would actually not survive. That's how dramatic it can be. It can be a plus or minus effect. So what you do with genetic translocation is you actually ensure that the species has the maximum available options genetically to actually adapt. So in other words, when you've got this population that's restricted to this confined area, along comes climate change, it makes that area unsuitable, but if you had the right genotypes present for that species, then you could probably survive quite well. So genetic translocation is all about ensuring that this connectivity, genetic connectivity between populations from one area and another area to allow that adaptation process to occur, to make sure that those genotypes that are going to be able to deal with conditions in the future are there now. And that's sort of pretty important because climate change occurs over a very long time frame. So what we're really doing now is to think about what species are going to have to adapt to in 30, 40, 50 or 60 years' time. And that's particularly the case with long-lived species, which of course includes trees, but it also includes many mammals. So by genetic translocation, by mixing the gene pool to some extent, it's almost like you're adding a bit of a safety mechanism to allow the population to survive in the future. So there's quite a lot of support, I think, for the idea that we can start moving not so much species around, but genes around in these environments, which allows the species that are in restricted environments to adapt in the future, or at least to maximize the chances of them actually adapting. And that applies to plants, it applies to trees, it applies to small plants, but it also applies to mammals and threatened insects. It doesn't really matter what sort of species you're talking about, it really does seem to apply across the board. So let's think about how we do that. So basically, if you're a plant, that's fairly straightforward. What you need to do, for instance, is move seed from one environment to another environment. So it may just be the case of actually moving some seed, collecting seed and moving that seed, and ensuring, of course, that those seedlings that are produced by that seed are actually established. So what you're not trying to do is to actually replace the entire population. What you're trying to do is to allow some mixing to occur. So you're really changing only a small part of that population by introducing seed. Then, of course, if a climate change comes along and wipes out the resident genotypes, then you've got your genotypes that have come from the other environment that can then take over and spread. So you're sort of aiding, if you like, a natural process by simply moving seed. If you're talking about animal populations, you might move entire animals. You might move entire genotypes from one location to another location. Those animals will then interbreed with the existing population, and the genotypes that they have that are adapted to the other conditions will actually then sit in that population and be there in case your climate change occurs. And that again is why it's really a safety mechanism, if you like. So it's just a case of transporting some seed or transporting some individuals that then increase the genetic diversity in that population that you're concerned with.